mole.
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today we're remembering Payne Stewart, 20 years ago today. I remember like it happened just yesterday. 20 years ago on October 25th, 1999, professional golfer Payne Stewart boarded a private jet near his family's home in Orlando, Florida. After the jet climbed to its assigned cruising altitude, the cabin quickly lost air pressure. As a result, both pilots and the four passengers, including Payne Stewart, died from asphyxia. The plane, though, continued to fly under its own guidance system until it ran out of fuel and crashed in a field in rural South Dakota. I was at home that morning when the news reports first came out on Golf Channel about the plane's disappearance. At first, the reporting was uncertain as to why the plane failed to respond to air traffic controllers. Within minutes, though, the concern had shifted as to when and where this jet would run out of fuel. Fortunately, no others were injured when the plane crashed in South Dakota. Payne Stewart was 42 years of age at the time of his tragic death. Stewart won 11 times on the PGA Tour. He was also a three-time major championship winner, with his first coming at the 1989 PGA Championship. The other two major wins came in the U.S. Opens of 1991 and 1999. It was at the 1999 U.S. Open at Pinehurst, North Carolina, that Payne Stewart held off a charging Phil Mickelson by draining a 20-foot putt for par on the final hole. Though the loss was another runner-up finish for Mickelson, the tournament's lasting memory for me is the close-up of the two friends congratulating each other on the final green, with Stewart telling Phil, "Good luck with the baby. There's nothing like being a father." The very next day, Phil Mickelson's first daughter, Amanda, was born. And just a few months later, Payne Stewart's life ended in that plane crash. Payne Stewart was born and raised in Springfield, Missouri, and attended SMU in Dallas on a golf scholarship. After his graduation, he embarked on a long journey to hope to make the PGA Tour. While on the Asian PGA Tour coming out of college, he met his wife, Tracy, during a stop on the Asian Tour. In an interview for a golf magazine, Tracy laughed, saying that Payne had been in Asia for so many weeks that finally seeing a blonde probably gave her an unfair advantage. They married a year later in 1981, and Payne Stewart earned his PGA Tour card that year at the qualifying school championships. The PGA Tour was then introduced to one of the most unusual dressers in years. Payne Stewart was known for wearing bright colors, knickers, Argyle socks, and a unique flat Tam O'Shanter golf cap while on the course. His late father had advised him that a little style on the golf course would make it easier for fans to remember him. And boy, was Dad ever right about that one. After winning in 1982 on his first year on the tour at the Quad Cities Open, Stewart earned a big following on tour with his fluid golf swing, a fan-friendly smile, and of course his signature knickers and golf caps. Payne Stewart represented the U.S. five times on the Ryder Cup team, going 3-1-1 with those teams, and was a very patriotic American representative during those events. Payne's fun-loving style carried over off the golf course as well, with fellow tour members Peter Jacobson and Larry Rinker as part of a band they put together called Jake Trout and the Flounders. Stewart played harmonica for the group, which played after rounds concluded at many of the PGA Tour stops. Payne Stewart was also known for his generosity and charitable work off the golf course to help other people. After Stewart's passing, the PGA Tour now annually honors a golfer with the Payne Stewart Award for charity, character, and sportsmanship. Past winners are a veritable who's who of golf, including Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Hal Sutton, David Toms, Ernie Els among this elite group. Hale Irwin was the 2019 recipient just announced a few weeks ago. Payne Stewart left behind his wife Tracy and their two children, Chelsea and Aaron. 20 years after the plane crashed, Payne's two children were featured this week on the PGA Tour's podcast called Remembering Payne with Chelsea and Aaron Stewart. The two kids have now grown up and said that despite how tough it was to deal with the loss of their father at such a young age, they laugh now at how much trouble their notoriously fun-loving dad would have gotten into if Twitter had been around back in the 1990s. Aaron, the younger of the two, carried on the golf tradition in the family by playing for SMU just like his dad. Aaron said that his father would have loved to have seen him play in the U.S. amateur golf tournament. Chelsea, meanwhile, went to Clemson University and is now married with her own son. She said that her dad would be the biggest doting grandpa in America and probably would have a plastic golf club placed in that grandkid's hand at all times. The two children shared how, even now, after 20 years, people still come up to them to tell them stories about how special their dad made golf fans, tournament workers, and anyone he had the chance to meet feel. Chelsea said it best. He's an angel over our shoulder and still looking after us today. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Playing down that big old fairway. Don't want no hackers to get in my way. The boys and me got a big NASCAR going. We were born to drive. Don't care if it's sunny or a rainy day. It can even be snowing and we're still gonna play. We're gonna tee it till we just can't see it no more. From the first tee to the last green, from the left side to the right side, everybody knows I'm happy, 'cause my golf magazine's got a coupon inside. Gonna try another swing today. I love to play.